The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. Public space can be hard to come by in a city, and when it's there, it doesn't always serve the community's needs. As part of the VPM News Healthy City series, Patrick Larson reports on how Richmond's urban gardeners are reimagining and realizing inclusive, educational, and enriching public spaces.
So that's, I just turned this into a strawberry patch, then we got white grapes.
Brandon Fountain is known as Lord Bumblebee the Gardener. He got his title during the summer of 2020, when Richmond's statue of Robert E. Lee on Monument Avenue became an iconic image of protests against police brutality. Activists called the land where the statue once stood Marcus David Peters Circle. It was named after a 24-year-old black teacher killed by a Richmond police officer in 2018. B, through prior landscaping experience, began caring for a garden there.
But then when people start seeing me there every day, that's when they just start calling me the gardener, and I got the Lord Bumblebee the Gardener name.
He grew food there and says the work taught people patience and resilience in the face of injustice.
You know what I'm saying? Before we can even get into the bigger scale of like truly sharing money and equity and property, we got to learn how to like not pluck things too fast.
But in January 2021, the state erected fencing around the circle as it prepared to remove the statue. B had to get creative.
So what I ended up doing when they fenced it off was getting water guns and feeding the plants like that through the fence.
But he couldn't keep the garden alive from a distance. So he started a new garden at the Community Church of God in Christ, just a block away.
So, welcome to Unity Garden.
The church welcomed protesters in 2020 and made space for the lush garden, which B tends with volunteers.
So I'm working on some good okra. I'm working with a pickler. These are some of my pinwheel flowers that I'm getting to BK Flowers over there on Brooklyn Park. And inside the heartbeat, I grow beets and call them Unity Garden Heartbeats. Swag.
From the circle to Unity Garden, B says he's gotten help from volunteers. People donate soil and plants, too.
Food is what's there, but it's community that's really growing in those spaces.
That's Megan Goff, a Virginia Commonwealth University professor who studies community engagement and has written on public gardens. She says Richmond's public gardens are among the city's best examples of welcoming and purposeful public spaces, pointing to Sankofa Community Orchard in Southside as a prime example.
You can hear it when you talk with people that are there volunteering on a regular basis. People are thinking about economic justice and political justice.
It's the type of space that Goff says the city should support, and it does, through the Richmond Grows Gardens program, which leases city land to groups at no cost. 18 gardens operate through the program today. The city also recognizes that there are fewer high-quality public spaces, which can have long-lasting health benefits, in majority black neighborhoods. Officials have taken steps to remedy that by speaking with people from communities around town to understand their needs instead of deciding for them. But Goff wants to see those discussions continue as plans for future public spaces are enacted.
It's just as important to have the engagement around implementation as it is in the idea formation.
Today, the fence at MDP Circle is gone, and B has found new ways to connect with the place. He checked out the new landscaping and found echinacea, so he went to Lowe's, got his own, and planted them in Unity Garden.
So now the bugs from there also come over here.
Unity Garden is part of a community, not just with neighbors and B's MDP family. The pollinators are in on it, too. Patrick Larson, VPM News.
This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
There are so many issues playing out in RVA. I mean, pretty much anyone will tell you.
There's definitely a lot of poverty.
Finding affordable housing.
Traffic, public transportation.
Climate change and heat islands.
Trying to find childcare in Richmond area.
I'm Rich Marr, host of a new VPM podcast called RVA's Got Issues. Listen to the podcast starting May 22nd.
Do you have issues with RVA?
Haven't found out yet.
Okay, good.